Hit it!
Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Ever found yourself in a pickle? Knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now?
I'm Anna.
And I'm Carol. And this is episode 4 of Sticky Pickles, Party Pooper and Offbeat Roomie.
Guess it's time for our first Sticky Pickle, Carol. Tell me about Party Pooper.
Well, I'm going to tell you about Gabriel, because Gabriel is elated. The lockdown rules in his neighborhood have eased significantly. He can finally welcome all his new coworkers to his brand new home for an afternoon BBQ. See, Gabe, he fell into that whole trap. So he was asked to relocate way back in January to be near his new work. And this was a location where you get way more house for your buck, right? So now he has this massive yard, a substantial detached, you know, huge house, massive trees. And Gabe sees it as a win-win, right? Finally, he gets to meet some of his co-workers face-to-face and he can show off his new digs.
Right. Yeah, great.
Of course, this would be a chance for everybody to meet his amazing wife, Danny, and, you know, she could meet his coworkers that up till now he's only met on Zoom.
Right.
So there's one more person in the house to note. Danny had one condition if she was going to move out to the sticks, right, as she calls it. Her mom, Victoria, Gabe's mother-in-law, was coming with him.
Wow.
Yeah. What would you do? What would you do if that was your situation?
Well, do we know how Gabe feels about it?
Well, he doesn't see really a problem with Victoria. He doesn't really know Victoria all that well because she's never lived with him and didn't live close. So it'd be like they'd meet up every like twice a year, that sort of thing. But she's in her 80s now. And, you know, she's still got it all going on. And she loves a long afternoon nap, right? So when Gabe mentioned the party to her, she said, oh, that sounds nice, dear. I'll look forward to that. And, you know, he's assuming she's going to come around, say hi, and then hit the hay or something.
So they haven't lived together before.
No.
And now they are living together.
Now they're living together.
I'd do it if I had to, but I prefer my own space. I don't think I want to live with anyone outside of my family, really. Like, outside of my core
family. I think, I don't know if I'd have a problem if there was a granny flat.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, I'm full of shit. I'd hate it. But I'd do it if I had to. I mean, you would, right? You'd do it if you had to. So yeah, so he's all cool. The big day, the party comes. All 9 co-workers come to the party. Most bring their partners. And even the big boss arrives with his hot young wife, Bree.
Oh.
Music is jazz funking in the background.
Nice.
The grill is loaded with yummy things.
I'm feeling it. I'm there.
People are milling around the garden with, you know, social distance in mind. And everyone's got a little cocktail. Mm-hmm. And Danny's laughing at some joke. And all of a sudden, Victoria appears at the double doors and says loudly, I've arrived, everyone. Let the party begin.
Oh, wow.
And Kate feels his face go a bit hot, right? But what can he do, right? I mean, Everyone else is in T-shirts, jeans, shorts, sundresses, whatever. And Victoria's barefoot, sporting this kaftan robe thingy, and she has like bright jewelry on and this headdress.
Wow.
And she's doing this all in this weird accent, right? Like as though she's, I don't know, playing a role or something. So say Gabe calls you up right at this stage and goes, what the hell? Do you have any ways that you would, like, would you be panicking at this stage? You'd be like, oh, who cares?
I think I'd be thinking, I don't think this is going to be the end of it.
You'd be right, because it'd be a boring story, wouldn't it?
And the end. And she went inside. I think if Gabe called me now, I'd be like, look, we just have to see how this is going to go, Gabe.
Yeah.
What does Danny think? Do we know what she thinks?
No, she seems fine. I mean, Mom is, Victoria is a little bit eccentric, right?
Right.
Gabe knows this. He's never seen this sort of eccentricity. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know she was this comfortable in front of a crowd, right?
Right.
She just kind of, and he's not. Gabe's a bit of a shy guy. He's excited about the party, but, you know, he really needs to make friends. He's a networker kind of guy. Find the big fish, hang out with them. Move your career up the road.
Right.
Gabe decides he can't do much about this, but he decides to make sure all his guests are happy, does the rounds, make sure they have drinks, have what they need. And then he hears this large kind of moody, my funny Valentine, right? And this song was on his playlist, but this version, And he turns and it's Victoria belting out the lyrics, pointing seductively at the youngest member of the office, Hot Hank.
Hot Hank, wow.
Hot Hank. So Gabe is like, what the earth? I mean, like, Hank is barely 25 and he is standing there just shocked, right? Gabe then notices the drink in Victoria's hand. And Gabe is like, she's pissed as a fart, right? And his brain just goes into meltdown. Oh, God, she's tanked, she's tanked, she's tanked, she's tanked, she's tanked. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And as he's freaking out, he spies Danny running over to handle the situation, mouthing sorry, right, in his direction.
Yeah.
So he's thinking, okay, fine, she's got this, Danny's on it, fantastic. All of a sudden, get your hands off me. I'll drink and sing all I want. Vicky spits at the daughter, Danny, and launches into Big Spender and starts kind of walking like a drunken cat, beelining for the big boss and his arm candy, Brie.
Right. Excellent karaoke choice, by the way.
Isn't it? Next time we can do that, we must do it together.
Okay,
love
great.
That. Yeah. Okay, so Gabe now is in full-on panic mode because Danny's shocked that she got yelled at. Gabe rushes over. He tries to inject himself between the boss and, you know, his 80-year-old mother-in-law. He tries to charm her into saying, hey, wouldn't a coffee be delicious? And she reels at him. She goes, you too? I thought you said this was a party. And he's like looking around trying to explain, but she completely sidelines him, right? And plants herself right in front of the boss, rips off her kaftan. She's buck naked underneath now, except for her headdress and her big fat jewelry. And she takes boobs in both hands and jiggles them at Brie, saying, you checking out my luscious puppies? I tell you, 80's the new 30.
Wow.
Gabe, meanwhile, freaking out, just, you know, finds the discarded kaftan on the ground, trying to, you know, going to launch himself onto his mother-in-law to try and cover her up. But she skips off and swan dives into the pool, bobs up, lays back, spreads out all her limbs, and carries on with Big Spender as she floats in the middle of the pool.
Well,
Gabe looks around and everyone is watching and filming and taking pics.
Oh, no.
And worse, Danny is nowhere to be seen. Anna?
What would I do?
Anna, imagine you are Gabe. And your mother-in-law is buck naked in the center of the pool singing Big Spender at the top of her lungs.
I think I'd have to say to people, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is really hard for me. And then I'd try and get her, don't know what I'd do.
Get the fish thing, you know, the pool, yeah, what's that called?
Get a big
pool?
Net.
The net. Just drag her over. I don't think she'd go quietly, though.
No.
I don't know, I might just leave her there to sing herself into a happy hum. Does anyone need another burger? Would you ask people to stop filming?
Probably not, because they'd probably just, you wouldn't want to get involved in being filmed, would you? And they're more likely to film you.
I don't think it's cool for anyone to film something at a party unless someone is getting hurt. Oh, without permission from the host.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't think I'd like anyone filming any party of mine and putting it online without my okay.
I don't think it's cool to film anything that is a bit of a car crash.
No.
Whether it's a real car crash or not. Because that is
mind
just
you,
not.
If someone started at the party yelling at his wife, for example, or wife yelling at a husband, it was getting violent, I might consider filming that, not to embarrass them, but in case it went tits up, you know, you'd be able to say, this is what happened. I've got it on tape.
Yeah, that's true.
But I know what you mean.
We can imagine that that's not why they're doing it. Presumably they're doing it because it's a funny thing to watch. As a bystander, it would be quite amusing.
Yeah.
But also a bit tragic.
Yeah. So there you go. So you've got all these people from his work filming his mother-in-law nude, floating in the pool with and singing with abandon.
Yeah.
And so you want to apologize would you go around like so?
I would go first to the big boss.
Right.
I'd go straight there and I'd say, I'm so sorry. And I'd apologize to his lady friend.
Yeah.
Sorry about the
And
boobs.
Would you make her feel better about her own assets and tell him that Vicky was wrong?
I think I'd probably just not talk about the assets at all.
Right.
I just okay. I'm
good, scared. Good. I'm that is seriously your PC.
You'd be trying to cover it up. Literally cover it up. And then I would say, right, guys, it's time to go home. I'm sorry. My mother-in-law, she has escaped.
We don't know who this lady is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually. Who is this? Who's brought her?
Who brought her? Yeah.
Can you please remove her? What would you do?
Well, interesting. I think I would probably look around and see if anyone was bothered by, I don't know. No, I think I'd get angry with the filming, actually.
Yeah.
I think I would kick off in the filming, which I realize would completely be the wrong thing. Because, of course, I would fall into that trap of looking like a psycho on film.
Yeah, because then you get filmed and then that's
yeah, because I'd be running around going, stop filming. It's not cool, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd play like that she was mentally ill.
Yeah.
Which would probably upset my wife to know and Danny. The problem was that Vicky had no idea that Gabe's new work buddies was going to be the most vanilla group that she'd ever met in her life. Okay? No one had ever met anyone like Vicky before. Right?
Right, I see.
And what's interesting is instead of being vilified, Victoria became the total town legend. Like if a party was not a party, if Vicky wasn't there, because it became the legendary party.
Ah.
Loved her new star status. And finally, everyone recognized her as a legend. The only person who lost out from this was Gabe, because he sent everybody a heartfelt and earnest apology letter saying how embarrassed he was. And it cemented his character as an old, boring fart, which Victoria went around telling everyone he was.
Well, I see.
Wow. Well, so while his social calendar sits empty, Vicky is zooming and getting invites left, right and center.
Party on, mom-in-law.
All right, Anna, your turn. Tell me about Offbeat Roomie.
Okay, so this week is about Stephanie.
Stephanie.
So she is a 20-something woman, and she lives in London. So she works in the media, and she's always making new friends. She's one of those sociable people.
Like us.
Of course, that just picks up new friends. Right. And so recently, a new person joined her company, and she's called Laura. Mm-hmm. So Laura is a similar age to Stephanie and they're into the same sorts of things. They're both single. They're both like going to bars and hanging out there.
Okay.
And Laura was looking for a place to live. And serendipitously, Stephanie was looking for a flatmate.
Perfect.
Exactly. Isn't it? Isn't it perfect? So Laura moves into Stephanie's apartment and they're both looking forward to hanging out more.
Right. So it's like all really exciting. It's like, oh, my God, you too. Oh, my God, me too.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have parties and we're going to, like, everybody's going to, it's going to be like our place will be the destination where everyone goes.
Tell you what, if I was 20 something, I'd do that.
Yeah,
actually.
I know. It was fun. It was a fun time.
I know. I'd love to go back, man.
Yes. I think late
20s. Don't waste
20s
your 20s, kids. Yeah.
No.
I loved them.
Yeah.
And my 30s. And my 40s. So, you know, it's all good.
I don't know. I'm feeling the sag of my face.
Oh, stop it. Just don't look in a mirror.
Oh, good point. Or just get Botox. Although I don't think you can do that at the moment. So Laura, the problem is that Laura is a bit over-familiar. Not like pervy.
Okay, not pervy.
Not pervy. So one morning, Stephanie goes to brush her teeth and she notices that her toothbrush is wet as though it's been used.
Okay. I'd notice that too. I would be like,
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, that's a bit gross. So maybe Laura did it as an accident, she thinks. You know, these kind of things happen. Maybe, you know, toothbrushes, very similar. But the next day, the same things happened. So how would you feel about
okay,
that?
Okay, first, I would be like, does she not have a toothbrush of her own?
No, there is a toothbrush. She has a toothbrush next to hers.
Okay, I would totally just say, hey, dude, are you using my toothbrush?
Hey, dude, can you stop using my toothbrush?
I would ask first. I would ask if they did. And if she went, no, totally. I'm going, well, it's the second morning, it's wet. Are you cleaning the toilet with it?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Maybe that's what she's doing. So anyway, Stephanie feels funny about it. But she tries to put it to the back of her mind because different people have different things that they're bothered about. And Laura's really fun. She likes having her, that she's moved in with her, and they're still having a great time.
Okay, so if that were the case, I would just buy a new toothbrush, keep it in my bedroom.
Oh, good.
Keep the old one there, just hand it over to her. Basically give it to her without giving it to her so she can still feel like she's invading my mouth.
Or maybe just smear something on it. Salt.
Marmite.
Oh, I think you'd notice if toothbrush had Marmite on it. Why is this toothbrush brown? I think I'll use mine today.
It's true. Toothbrush bristles are always like blue, yellow, and white, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, they're very, very rarely
Never
brown.
Never brown.
No.
Interesting.
No.
Today I learned.
Yes. So one evening they decide to go out.
Okay.
And in the morning, Stephanie notices that Laura is wearing Stephanie's outfit from the night before. So Laura doesn't say anything, and Stephanie's a bit kind of taken aback, so she doesn't say anything.
That happened once to me.
Did it?
Yeah. I had someone stay with me for a week, and I came back from work, and they were wearing like my... I'd bought these like stupidly expensive jeans, which I still own, actually. And she was wearing them. And I,
really?
Yeah, and they're like, they're, you know, they were beautiful. And I still, like, anyway. And
what
I was.
What did you do?
I went, oh, she goes, oh, I was just trying them on. I was just trying them on. And she took them off.
How weird.
And that was it. We never talked about it. It did feel like she's overstepped. Totally.
Yeah, it's a bit of an, it's like an invasion.
Yeah.
Especially if it's something that you've worn out. Like, you know, when you've been out for a night, you kind of want to stick everything in the wash afterwards because it kind of smells a bit. Like if you've been out, it could smell kind of smoky or like.
Oh, especially in the old days, remember?
Yes.
Oh, God, the clubs with the smoke. Ugh.
Yes, and then you wake up in the morning and your hair just stink of smoke.
Yeah.
So Stephanie doesn't say anything. And the next day, the dress is sitting back in Stephanie's wardrobe, but it hasn't been washed.
Ah. So let me just get this straight. So Stephanie has this dress. Stephanie wore it out. Stephanie left it on the floor or something.
Mm-hmm.
Laura wore it the next day. No one talked about it. No one mentioned anything.
Yeah.
And the next day, it's back in the closet, but dirty.
Yes.
Okay, she's living with a freak. She knows this by this point.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Just dialing in.
So she thinks, right, I've got to mention it. So she says, hey, Laura.
Hey, Laura,
pal,
baby.
Buddy.
Gal pal. Bud.
Bit weirded out that you'd take my clothes without asking, especially ones that have been worn.
Oh, can I guess what her reaction was?
Okay.
Does she deny it?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought she'd deny it completely. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I never wore your dress.
Oh, yes.
Like, gaslight
really
completely.
Single white feet.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking that's how she's rolling right now.
Yes. Well, no, she just laughs it off and says she doesn't see the big deal.
Okay.
So then a few days later, they decide to go for lunch on a break from work. And they're...
Because they work together as well. That's right. That's where they met.
So they're chatting away about what's going on in the office, who's annoying who's dating who, stuff like that. And their food gets delivered to their table and Stephanie tucks into her sandwich. She mentions how delicious the sandwich is. And before she realises what's happened, Laura reaches across the table, picks up the sandwich and bites into it. Stephanie's sandwich, without asking.
I mean, she's letting her use her toothpaste or toothbrush. What does she care?
That's true. They're wearing the same clothes.
No, she gobbed in it.
So what should Stephanie do, Carole?
Stephanie should get the fuck out.
I think, it's her apartment.
Yeah, right. Stephanie needs to get rid of Laura. That's what has to happen.
Yes.
And you just need to go, dude, use my toothbrush. You wear my clothes. You bite my sandwich. It's not on. You got to go.
You've gone too far, love.
Yeah, I don't understand why they haven't had this conversation already and they're still hanging out like buds. Like, I'd be...
But then if they have a great time, you know, if they're really good friends, I guess it's not as easy.
Everyone sets ground rules.
Stop eating my fucking sandwich.
I mean, okay, if I had a plate of fries in front of me.
Yes.
You grab one, couldn't care less.
Although I think still ask.
Oh, really? I wouldn't ask if you had a
plate. I am a bit funny about sharing food.
Yeah, I'll just grab it from you and go, fuck you.
Oh, I'd go, get off!
Yeah, I know you would, but that'd be fine.
Yeah, that's true. But we've been friends for years.
That's
if it was just
true.
Someone brand new.
That is totally true.
Yes, and we also know how the other one's going to react to something like that.
I think the toothbrush thing is a humongo red flag. The dress thing was a humongo red flag. And the fact that they're still hanging out all the time is a bit weird. So I think Stephanie is either two desperate friends. If she makes friends really easily and she's got loads of buds.
That's true. She doesn't need her.
She doesn't need her.
Although they still have to work together.
Yeah, we just say, look, I'm not sure this thing's working out. I thought I wanted a flatmate. I really don't. And then what? Laura's going to cry? Probably. But you can't stop people from crying. She used her fucking toothbrush. Fuck off. I mean, the only person allowed to use my toothbrush is my husband.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I don't think I'd want anyone using my toothbrush.
Yeah, that's private.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, who wants to share someone else's mouth dirt?
People do all the time when they're smooching.
Yes, but not, you don't, well, maybe you do, but you don't smooch your friends.
True. Maybe Laura's in love with Stephanie.
Yes, that's my suspicion.
Yeah.
Or a little bit obsessed.
I know. What if I'd be worried? I'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and Laura's like standing over me going, I'm just watching you sleep.
Yeah, I'd be worried about what's next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choose your roommates wisely.
Exactly. That's the moral of the story.
Beautiful. Great story now. So there you go. Episode 4 of Sticky Pickles. We really hope you enjoyed this show.
Have you ever found yourself in a sticky pickle? Tell us everything and we'll try and fix it for you.
You can get in touch with us on social media. We're at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram.
And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
Okay, that's it. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This podcast was created, hosted, and produced by Anna Brading and Carol Terrier. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us. Okay, do it one more time just because the kids were screaming there.
Oh no, fucking arsehole.